So in terms of like manifesting beauty and conduct and sort of manifesting these values and symbols and things, and like also part of that, for like part of like the brahmacharya, like, you know, that the core of that is celibacy, and that for the Buddha was obviously extremely important for his training and his monastics. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking about how, like, you know, we have the Western cultural context, or Western culture has very little context for the, you know, that celibacy is somehow a good thing.
Well, I mean, the exact opposite. I mean, you got, it's the yeah, I mean, it is something that is not so familiar. And particularly, you know, I think in general, one would typify American culture as a Protestant culture. So it's even if one's a committed atheist, there's that kind of Protestant value is very strong. So that the I mean, it's something new, but it's not something new in you know, many cultures. In Europe, it's a lot more known, respected, seen as a good thing, and then of course in Asian culture of India, China, Southeast Asia, and it's very much a value that is seen as ordinary, and you know, being able to because also there isn't a renunciant culture in America. It's a very novel concept. But then there's all sorts of things that are quite novel about the, say, like a Buddhist culture. In the sense of, and particularly Buddhist, as opposed to a spiritual culture, a religious seeker culture say, like in India, which is well known. The aspect of training the mind to be peaceful. I mean, it's something that is not really. It's not a part of modern Western culture, and particularly American culture. And you know, there's enough people around who feel some kind of lack introducing it is. And the thing is, you know, we're not a proselytizing. We're not on a mission. So, if people, you know, we sort of set up conditions, and if people are interested, then they can. We're not trying to get anybody to. It's just like that. I mean, one, everybody here came out of their own interest. And yeah, and then in 13 days of 2,000 downloads of Ajahn Chah's biography, I mean, there's some interest out there. So that even though it's not known or hugely familiar, then, but still, there really is an interest and a yearning, and even and similarly for I mean, say like in Thailand, which is, I mean, that's probably one of the stronger Buddhist cultures, but the the number of, say, monastic renunciants that are keeping committed to a celibate lifestyle is a fraction of a percent. It's under 0.1%. It isn't as if it's expected for, and it never has been. But it does inform the society around. It gives options for people who are either interested in that or interested in the values that make for that quality of clarity or peace or